could do about it. He was sure Leah's mother would understand. No matter what happened, she would have the photo of the four grinning faces around the marching band. He began packing up. Then he noticed the boy who'd drilled holes through the strip of plywood. He'd put a nail through one of the holes, hammered it into the side of a table, and was now blowing on the wood. This improvised propeller budged, then stopped. He blew again, then pulled out the nail and hammered it through a different hole. Brent watched the boy at work and cast off all worry about hurricanes. After the storm, new whirligigs would appear.
You know, what Brent has done can never be undone. He caused a tragedy that I'm sure he'll feel guilty about forever. But I think that Brent's come a long way since the night he killed Leah Zamora. He's a different and better person than he was back then. As a reader, I know that Mrs. Zamora's plan has been successful. The whirligigs have changed many lives, including Brent's, and given some meaning to Leah's death. What do you think? Let's read the next chapter. It starts on page 102.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 4 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 102.